10 years ago, America's economy was dominated by manufacturing, as it had been for most of the century before. But in less than a decade, that manufacturing base has been wiped out by the retail, hospitality, and combined health care and social service sectors.
Today, Wisconsin is just one of a handful of states whose economies are still largely driven by manufacturing. In fact, manufacturing is the single largest employer here in Wisconsin.
So is this a healthy trend in a nation that's veering toward consuming things rather than making them? How sustainable is manufacturing as an industry, and how does it affect other industries in the state?
With us now is Abdur Chaudhry. He's professor of economics at Marquette University, and he's chief economist at Capital Market Consultants in Milwaukee. Abdur, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your program.
Well, one of the reasons we're talking about this today, job numbers, federal job numbers out today, showing a growth in jobs, but some decline in labor market participation. Not everybody's staying in the job market. Before we get to manufacturing in particular, what do you make of these nationwide numbers?
Overall, if you look at the job creation, I think the numbers are very good. 248,000 new jobs were created. If you look at the last 3 months, 224,000 on average jobs were being created each month. So the numbers are very good. Unemployment rate has dropped to 5.9%. That's also a good thing. The participation rate dropped. That is of concern. And now we have the lowest participation rate since the 1970s. The other concern that I have about the national labor market is we are not seeing any increase in the wage rate. Wages have stayed relatively flat. So what that tells me is that although new jobs are being created, these are mostly low-paying jobs. We are not creating high-paying, high-skilled jobs.
Well, that takes us to manufacturing. The president was in Indiana today. He was going to visit a steel mill to promote the manufacturing economy. It is National Manufacturing Day. I didn't know we had that, but we do, and a bunch of factories are having open houses. Is that lack of increase in wages partly because we're moving from manufacturing jobs to all those service-type jobs?
That's one of the reasons, yes. If you look at the job creation that are being created, it's being created in the service sector. Nationally, we have moved more towards the service sector. And in the service sector, jobs are usually, it has lower wages than in the manufacturing sector. So yes, that's one of the things that has contributed to the lower wage rate.
And bringing it home to Wisconsin, I've seen the case made that we haven't lost, you know, in the Great Recession, we didn't lose as many manufacturing jobs relative to the rest of the country. That is seeing some slight growth in the recovery. Is that how you're seeing the picture here?
Coming to Wisconsin, although manufacturing is still the dominant industry here, but coming to Wisconsin, I do see some problems with manufacturing. One of the things that I see is if you look at manufacturing jobs in the state, you'll see that majority of the jobs usually in the greater Milwaukee or Madison area. However, if you look at the last 5 years, these two urban centers have not grown. Compared to the national average, the growth rate in the Milwaukee and the Madison area is lower. Now, if, for example, Milwaukee and Madison had grown at the national average rate of urban centers, we could have created another 45,000 to 50,000 additional jobs. So that has not created.
So are there things we could do at a state policy level that would encourage growth in Madison, Milwaukee, and the rest of the state when it comes to manufacturing?
Yes, we can. For example, one of the things we have seen is that manufacturing intensity has dropped in the state. Previously, about 20% of the total labor force in Wisconsin used to work in manufacturing. Now it's about 16%. So how can we help? I think the main opportunity that we have at this point is if we can diversify our manufacturing base, that would be the best thing we can do for manufacturing. The reason is, if you look at the top manufacturing sectors in the state, you'll see paper, plastic. Those are out in the top five. Now, the demand for those products have dropped. It's not increasing. So the response should be that let's diversify the manufacturing base. That will help us to create new jobs, attract new business, and increase the number of higher-paying jobs in the state.
one story that's been told over the last decade and longer is that one worker produces so much more than one worker did in the past because of advances in technology. So even if you do have a new factory, it's not going to employ as many people as that old factory because of the technology. So even if we see a rebound in factories in Wisconsin and manufacturing, does it really bring that many jobs with it?
To some extent, that is true. For example, if you go back to the 70s, 30% of our labor force in Wisconsin were in manufacturing. So we are not going to go back to 30%. But what will happen is if we can diversify in the manufacturing base, we will be able to create high-paying jobs. And if you look at Iowa, that's a classic example. What Iowa has done is they've moved more towards IT-related manufacturing, and that has really helped the state. So diversification, I think, would help to increase wages overall in the state.
What's the carryover effect if we have these kind of new factories that have these higher-paying jobs? How does that spill over into the rest of the economy, beyond the people who work in the factory itself?
Yes. Basically, there will be some spillover effect. For example, if we can create more high-income jobs, that will lead to growth in income in the economy, local economy. They will be spending more money. That will create demand for other types of services, which will in turn generate more jobs. So you will see the virtuous cycle going on. There will be a multiplier effect.
The dream of a lot of communities, and I think state policymakers, is to have something, some equivalent of California's Silicon Valley. I know there is talk of trying to have a biotech alley in the Madison area or a health technology, building on Epic's success. Do you see prospects for Wisconsin advancing in that kind of high-tech sector?
I don't see it right at this point, and the reason for that is a lack of necessary infrastructure in the state. And I again go back to my Iowa example. What Iowa has done is they have basically tried to establish the infrastructure that is required for attracting IT-type companies in the state, and that has paid off by bringing in new business in the state, new types of business. So lack of infrastructure, I think, what is preventing Wisconsin from taking that route.
When we talk infrastructure, we've talked on this show in the past about things like internet bandwidth, connectivity, things like that. And we hear a lot, especially from our rural listeners, saying, hey, we're falling behind. We need some kind of help here to be able to stay connected. Is that the kind of infrastructure we're talking about?
Yes, I think that's one of the infrastructure that I'm referring to. Yes.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of infrastructure would be necessary to lay the groundwork for higher tech sectors here?
Another thing that we can do is increase the skill level of workers. For example, the technical colleges can play a role over here. We do see a skill gap in the state. So if we can increase the skill level of the workforce who will be able to participate in these type of, you know, high-tech industries, that would be helpful.
You know, we've got this election going on here in Wisconsin. People may be aware there's the race for governor, the state legislature, and there's a lot of talk about jobs. But are you hearing things from people up for election or people in office in general, enough things about the specific recommendations that you're making here?
No, I haven't heard anything. Obviously, when you talk about the election, I think the issue of creating 250,000 jobs, you know, the promise that Governor Walker had, that comes up over and over again. And obviously that's not going to happen. And the reason for that is some of the things I mentioned earlier, that, you know, we haven't seen enough growth in the Milwaukee-Madison area where most of the jobs are created. We are depending on a number of manufacturing sectors like paper, plastic, which is seeing a drop or at least a flat demand. So I don't think the candidates are talking specific proposals.
I know you've written about your concerns over the European economy and the effect problems there could have in the U.S. How much is our destiny in our own hands in Wisconsin? How much are we at the mercy of the national and the global economy?
Okay. Fortunately, going to the European case, as you know, a number of Eurozone countries are having economic problem. The unemployment rate is relatively high, and as a result, you know, because of some policy changes, the value of euro is going down. But fortunately, Wisconsin's trade with the Eurozone region is not very large compared to a number of other states in the union. So Wisconsin will not be affected that much because of what is happening in the Eurozone countries.
Abdur, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me on your program. Thank you.
That's Abdur Chaudhry. He's professor of economics at Marquette University. He's also the chief economist at Capital Market Consultants in Milwaukee.